Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
There have been calls in recent days for the payment government gives to host families who accommodate Ukrainian refugees to be increased. Currently, a host receives €800 per month for opening their home to Ukrainians, and some are now saying that this should go up. Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Brian, wasn't it already doubled, this sum?
Yes, good morning, Philip. This payment is made to families and hosts who open their homes and properties to Ukrainians fleeing the war. If you remember, we did have a significant amount of pledges for hosting. It materialised really into 6,800 hosts at present. So originally the payment was 400 per month. This doubled to 800 in December last year, just as the crisis would have escalated. And these payments are tax-free for the host. Some may ask for a contribution towards bills also. So I suppose given the ongoing shortage of beds in hotels and in state centres, what some are saying now is that payment perhaps should be increased, and it should be linked to the number of people you're hosting. So at present you get €800. That €800 is whether you're accommodating one person or 10 people in your home. The argument is, should it be increased depending on the numbers?
I know also that there's concerns about how long this support is going to be continued for. You got a response from the department, but you also spoke to a host and an agency trying to advocate for this increase.
Yes, I spoke first to Karen O'Donoghue. She lives in East Cork with her husband Paul, children Dylan and Saoirse. I had to take my hat off to her. At one point, she was hosting 17 people from Ukraine in her property. They themselves, her family, moved into a mobile home in the garden, and they gave up their own home for refugees. And I suppose the point is, regardless of whether there was one or 17 people in the property, they still got that €800 payment. Now, she's at pains to point out they're not driven financially, but she did make the point that the scheme could be improved and there should be a greater recognition of the role hosts play in Ireland's overall responsibility. So she began by telling me why she decided to help accommodating refugees.
We knew we couldn't do anything over there. We couldn't do anything in Ukraine, but we could absolutely open our home and give people a destination, give people some hope, and then obviously give them a bed and a welcome and somewhere to start to, you know, reconstruct. At one point, we had 17 people living in our home. It was beautifully bonkers.
I suppose the payment was originally 400 and then it doubled to 800. Where are the limitations, do you think, around the payment? And I know nobody does this purely for money.
The €400 was an absolute joke. That was the payment being made when we had 17 people living in the house. It's doubling to 800 was definitely a step in the right direction. I look on how that ARC payment is calculated through two different lenses. One is the very practical lens, like what does it actually cost to have more people living in a home? The other way of looking at it is, how much money are we saving by making sure that hosting is financially a viable part of the solution? I think the first thing that's needed is a real recognition of just how critical hosting is. Then I think there needs to be a fair and transparent way of calculating how much should be paid to a host household, depending less on the means of the host family, but just practically on how many extra people are being accommodated. So you could have a flat, let's call it, rate for a standard unit of Ukrainian family, let's call it three, for which the 800 would probably suffice. And then after that, you apply whatever mechanics are already in place, whereby, you know, by one extra adult or one extra child equals Y amount of payment. So I can categorically say this for other hosts I know, but including ourselves. And again, this is not us looking for platitudes or, you know, polishing our halos or whatnot. But we have absolutely gone without ourselves in order to be able to provide for our Ukrainian guests.
I bet she has. You wouldn't even be paying the hot water bill for 17 people taking showers out of €800 a month, would you? Although it's obviously an unusual or a unique situation. You did speak to another woman who has also been helping host families and not 17 at a time.
Yes, I spoke with Angie Goff, who's CEO and co-founder of Helping Irish Hosts. They're calling for more hosts to step forward now to try and help. And they've actually got an event tonight in Swords, which would give information to potential hosts. So I suppose having hosted families herself, this is some of what she would like to see happen now.
There's over 6,300 hosts now. They're hosting 16% of the Ukrainians who are currently in Ireland. Some of them are hosting one person, others are hosting five. Barry and me is hosting 12. So it varies, and they all receive the €800, for which they're grateful, and sometimes people also charge towards utilities. A lot of people have been hosting for a long time, since March of last year. It takes a toll. It's not a long-term solution for many people. It requires a lot of support to keep things, to keep relationships going. We're trying to recruit new hosts to carry the baton for those of us who have been hosting for a long time. We believe it should be restructured as opposed to a blanket increase. Most of the people who are hosting are not actually doing it for financial reasons. It helps, but they're doing it because they want to play their part in the response to what's happening in Ukraine. However, for people who are hosting more and who are hosting, who have very high household costs, there is definitely an argument to be made for an incremental increase for people based on the numbers of people they're hosting, particularly, Brian, for those who are hosting in their own homes. For the government to blanket increase the ARP, that's not what we don't think that would be particularly helpful. For hosts to be able to make their case, to prove the number of people that they're hosting, the effect on their household bills, and to apply via existing structures through the additional needs payment, maybe their local intro office, that would be a great way of people who need it getting just that little bit more to cope with the few more people that they have in their homes.
Angie Gough from Helping Irish Hosts. So basically, Brian, this boils down to two questions for the government. Are they going to look at the payment, and what kind of confidence can they provide on how much longer it's going to be paid for?
Yes, exactly. So I got in touch with the Department of Children Equality, Disability Integration and Youth. So it comes under their remit. They confirmed 6,800 households are getting this payment. And they said to me there are no plans to amend the legislation, so no plans to increase the payment. At the moment, they pointed out, it was increased, as we said, from 400 up to 800. And then I'd asked them, well, how long more is this payment going to last? Can you give any certainty or any guarantees? They pointed out the Temporary Protection Directive. So that runs until March next year. And obviously, this payment is scheduled to run the course of that, so to end on the 31st of March 2024. However, they added, the scheme may be extended to reflect any further extension of that Temporary Protection Directive.
Maybe extended. Okay. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much. Still to come in the second hour of today's programme, should SUV drivers face higher taxes for their heavier cars? We discuss one of the suggestions from the Tax Strategy Group. We'll hear from a former Irish football international about what the girls in green need to do to beat the Matildas at the World Cup. And do you have a dog that is nipping at you or chewing furniture or scratching at doors and walls? A busy little dog who does not seem to be placated or satisfied with any amount of walking. What do you do with a frustrated dog is a question that our vet, Sarah Boland, is going to be offering advice on. Text your questions to Sarah for the second hour of the programme on 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.